You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williams, and it was good stuff with Bob. And,
yeah, fun.
My idea of taking a wide receiver in the first round.
That's, yeah, it's a little different approach, but there's some good data lately that goes a long way.
I was all over the Bengals when they passed on Sewell last year.
Oh, were you? I couldn't remember which side of that you were on.
To take Chase. You know what?
Lab's 100% right.
The quarterback still got killed a little bit for them.
Sure.
And
that'll be this year's
offseason. And Sewell would have helped, but they'll, you know, they were a better football team because they had Chase.
I really think weapons make the world go round. That's what the league wants. You know, they want to highlight their star players, you know, like the NBA does their scorers. You know, I mean, it's who you want to see. I mean, hockey players will score goals. You know?
Plus, I think the Steelers' offensive line's in a little better spot now than what the Bengals were last year.
Mm-hmm. And with all respect to Sewell, Chase is better at what he does than Sewell was what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, right.
After at least year one.
Yeah.
I mean, Chase is pretty special.
He made a bigger impact.
He did.
We're going to take a look at a mock draft.
First one
Dane
of the year.
Dane Brugler's from The Athletic. Dane's pretty tied in.
He's good, this is too. What
he does year round. He's kind of the younger version of Mel Kiper.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that puts out the beast that
the
we
beast,
refer to.
Yeah.
I mean, he does like 500 scouting reports. So
yeah.
He's into it.
He does this year round. So we'll take a look at what he has here. I think he did two rounds here, as you said.
Yeah.
You sent this to me. So with the first overall pick, he has a Jacksonville Jaguars, not taking one of the edge rushers. Instead, he has him taking Ikem Ekwonu.
Ekwonu, the NC State.
From offensive tackle from NC State. He's a big, nasty dude.
Yeah. Well, back to the earlier point, there's not slam dunk, blue chip, first overall type guys in this draft. So this is the first time I've seen anything along this line where it's not one of the two defensive end types.
And those would be Hutchinson and Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And Hutchinson, he has going number two to the Lions.
Okay.
And,
keep him in Michigan.
And Thibodeau goes to the Houston Texans at three.
Mm-hmm. And all those three teams could use a little bit of everything. I think what's also interesting about this is Ekwonu. I think most people have Neal, the Bama offensive tackle, being the first offensive lineman off the board. I don't think that's set in stone yet either. And there's a dude Cross from Minnesota who's also not quite ready to say, I'm not going to be the first tackle either. So top of the draft is light by other standards, but these teams need everything, and I'm sure they'd be happy to do, you know, protect Lawrence.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Right.
And they had the first pick in the second round, as we talked about in the earlier, like that you can find those wide receivers,
guys, right.
You know, from 10 on.
Mm-hmm. We don't even know who a couple of those teams' coaches are going to be.
So. Right. That's part of it, too.
Right. Or,
At four, he has the Jets taking Derek Stingley. Junior, okay. The LSU.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a Robert Saleh defense that really stresses the front four, but they also have Lawson, the former Bengal, coming back, and they have some pieces up front. Their corners are really rough. I mean, they're really rough. So I would think they have to address that in some way, shape, or form. And this goes without saying. I mean, it's very early. The Jets could sign the best corner in the free agent market, and all of a sudden this isn't the direction
that
they
would
go,
be a very Jets-like move.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know,
spend a whole bunch of money in free agency.
Yeah. But these teams at the top need everything.
At five, the Giants, with their first pick, take Evan Neal, the offensive tackle out of Alabama.
I would think they'd be very happy.
They really need to build their offensive line.
They have skill guys. They took an offensive lineman last year. He's really the only one I think you could count of the five, Thomas, that is – you know, certainly going to be a starter next year.
Yeah.
They need a lot. It wouldn't shock me if they actually, who knows again, we don't know who their GM. They have two early first round picks. I might go center tackle like the Jets did with Rickashaw and Mangold back in the day, you know?
At six, the Carolina Panthers take Cross, the offensive tackle out of Mississippi State.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
At seven, the Giants with their second pick
take
Kyle Hamilton, the safety out of Notre Dame.
It's a special. What's interesting is Derwin James went 15th.
He's very Derwin James-like.
Yeah.
6'3", 218.
Has it all. I mean, there's no negatives on the guy except for how much do we value that position.
And if Derwin James were in this draft, he would go in that.
He might go second.
Right. He would go this high. Right. Yeah, that year when we kept sitting there waiting. We're doing that draft. We're covering that draft. Couldn't believe he felt 18.
It was odd. Yeah. Right.
At 8, the Falcons take David Ojabu.
Okay, the Michigan edge.
The Michigan edge, yeah.
The two Michigan edges draft, very high. Their pass rush was the worst in the league. I mean, yeah. It was Grady Jarrett and nobody else. But he's a bit of a project, but I guess that makes sense for Atlanta, too. I mean, they're not going to probably win it all next year. He actually reminds me a lot of the Penn State kid last year, Owe. You know what I mean? He's going to test great.
Yeah.
I think he's been I think he's played football for 5 years. I mean, played football, not started on Michigan. I mean, or played football.
Even seen a football game.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But he has production, too.
At 9, the Denver Broncos take Devin Lloyd, the linebacker out of Utah.
I haven't watched much of him, but he is big. I think he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Former safety, so he's got some coverage skills. He runs.
I know he can do it all, is the scouting report on him. The edge, and maybe he has some Micah Parsons-like usage to him.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he would be a guy that if he were on the table or available when the Steelers pick.
That would make a lot of sense. Lincoln's name to the Steelers here and there, sure.
But he hasn't gone 9 here to the Broncos.
That's another position, though. It's hard to predict how early they'll go, you know.
At 10, the Jets, with their second pick, this one from Seattle, take Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver out of Ohio State.
Okay. There is some discussion of who should be wide receiver one. Both the Bama dudes got hurt. A lot of people thought Williams would be number one. There's not – Jamar Chase would have went ahead of all these guys.
Yeah.
But it's a good group. I mean, there's – I haven't looked at this mock, but it wouldn't shock me if 5 of them are first-round picks, and there'll be someone at 20 back to our labs conversation.
In fact, Dane says on here he has 6 wide receivers ranked as top 25
Does
prospects.
He? Okay. So that adds up. They're not going to all be gone in the top 19, I'm sure.
Right.
You know.
At 11, Washington takes – Kenny Pickett.
Okay. I absolutely could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me.
At 12, the Minnesota Vikings take Ahmad Garner, cornerback out of Cincinnati.
That's a Zimmer-type move. He's not there anymore, but, I mean, again, it is one of these other
They definitely
teams,
need corner help.
They need a lot of corner help. I mean, they were putting Patrick Peterson out there, who's past his prime. He's very long. I mean, he's going to be a high pick.
At 13, the Browns take Treylon Burks, the big wide receiver out of Arkansas.
He's another interesting player.
6'3", 228.
Yeah, really physical, really good after the catch. I don't know that he'll run a 4.38 or anything like that. I mean, he's a little bit of a build-up speed dude, but you hit him on a slant and he shrugs off a corner and a lot after the catch production. I bet every mock we see he'll have Chicago or the Browns taking a receiver.
Have to take
there.
A receiver. Just like every mock will have the Ravens taking a cornerback. Or a defensive
It makes sure. Again, I mean, that area of the draft.
This one doesn't.
It doesn't. And I'm, I'm not sure what this one does or not. But I bet with Brown's wide receiver is going to be in every mock you see.
In fact, he says
a
that.
Couple of them there to pick from. And
he says that. Brugler says that Burks reminds him of a linebacker sized Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
Steeler fans will not want to hear that.
No, there's nothing good about that. If they get that out of him, he should be the first one off the
board. Right. At 14. He has the Ravens taking Trayvon Walker, the defensive lineman out of Georgia.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, I don't know if they bring Calais Campbell back, Brandon Williams back.
Brandon Williams is up in age.
And he's a big run-stuffing defensive tackle, but he has no pass rush at all.
No, I'd say he's kind of a 3-4 end type. You know, I mean, again, Dane knows way more about this than I do, but I did hear a podcast with Dane on it, and this is one of his man crushes. He loves this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know that most analysts will have him in this neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, if you're taking a defensive tackle in the first round.
I want him to have 8 to 10 sacks.
You better have somebody that can get at least push the pocket and get 6 sacks in a season.
Not to mention, I mean, he's not getting a lot of double teams on that Georgia front seven.
Right.
I mean, that's an insane defense.
Yeah.
We'll see a lot of
I mean, he's just a massive human being, though.
Yeah.
At 15, the Eagles, with their first pick, this one being from Miami.
This is the run of Eagle picks coming
up here.
Huh?
They take Tyler Lindenbaum.
I don't think they'll do that.
I don't think they will either because they just drafted Dickerson unless they feel like, okay, Lindenbaum, we just can't pass on him. We can keep Dickerson at guard and just plug Lindenbaum in.
I mean, I think it's a possibility. I mean, one thing that we know about the Eagles.
They like that offensive line.
They love linemen in general. I mean, that could be a D tackle. That could be an offensive lineman. But they're probably the two positions they don't need that bad. They need a receiver. They need back seven. Even their D-line's getting old. But maybe he's just too good to pass up.
Yeah.
And we've all done mocks and things, too. sometimes when you're doing a mock, it's like, I don't want Linderbaum.
I can't let that guy fall any farther.
I know he's not going to last to 20. I got to get him somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Kelce could move on.
And that's what makes this difficult this year. So many of the same teams have, you know, again,
yeah,
the Eagles have three picks in from 15 to 19.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Like if this guy's the eighth best player on the board, man, maybe we should take him because we got two other spots to fill other needs with, you know?
It's 16. The Eagles are up again. They take Andrew Booth Jr., the cornerback out of Clemson.
Maybe a nice guy to stick on the opposite side of Slay. They have Nelson, the former Steelers,
he's
the other guy.
He's a free agent. They signed him for 1 year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Defense
could use just about everything.
Yeah. 17, the Chargers take Trevor Penning, offensive tackle out of Northern Iowa. Another one of those
2 years in a row.
Massive, big, tall.
Yeah, their right tackle situation has been a problem.
Yeah.
You know, Bulaga's hard to count on anymore, and the backups are exposed. But, hey, you draft Herbert 1 year, and you draft the tackle the next 2 years after that. I'm sure that's a good way to groom quarterbacks.
At 18, the Saints take Matt Corral, quarterback out of Ole Miss.
I can see that. Absolutely. I mean, they're going to be linked to quarterbacks a lot. I mean, maybe they re-sign Jameis or whatever, but they don't make money.
Yeah, they don't have
any money, all right.
At 19, the Eagles are up again, and they take George Karlaftis, the edge rusher out of Purdue.
Supposedly
he's a really productive player.
Yeah, really productive, supposed to test really, really well, great effort player. I mean, I could see the Eagles taking two linemen. That's what they do.
Yeah, I could see somebody else taking him before that, too.
Right.
At 20, the Steelers take Sam Howell, quarterback out of North Carolina.
Okay. I mean, I've heard very mixed reports on him. I mean, I think the book is far from written on Howell. Had a much less impressive season, but also lost Dynami Brown and two stud running backs from North Carolina. I guess he ran a lot more this year than
he did
in the past. From what I understand, Kevin's been down there at a couple of their games. I mean, I'm sure they're interested. You know, he's going to be on the radar, as all these quarterbacks are.
Yeah. At 21, the Patriots take N'Kobe Dean, linebacker out of Georgia.
Doesn't really add up. He's another one that I think will go high, and Dane's probably like, I can't let him fall anymore.
Yeah. But he's not one of their style of linebackers.
I mean, I think their defense needs to add speed. But they want their linebackers to look like LeVon Kirkland. It's just their style of defense.
Unless they feel like they're going to change, you know,
can't keep up with the Bills with these slow linebackers, which they couldn't keep up with the Bills with those slow linebackers.
Yeah.
You know, they need a receiver bad, too.
At 22, the Raiders take, speaking of receivers, Drake London, the wide receiver out of USC.
Okay. Think Mike Evans with this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of that mold. You know, I mean, he probably won't test phenomenally, but he's a big downfield strider.
At 23, the Cardinals take Jordan Davis, defensive tackle out of Georgia.
He's a massive human being.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone that watches
another him, big.
He's 6'7", 360, pushes the pocket a little. He'd be a nose for the Steelers, you know, but he's a big body dude that's hard to move.
Played 25 snaps a game last
year.
That's
it, right. And then like, probably will in the pros.
Again, are you going to draft that in the first round?
There aren't many Nadas or Vita Veas out there that play a lot of snaps. Yeah. At that position.
At 24, the Cowboys take Kenyon Green, guard out of Texas A&M. They need to rebuild their offensive line.
Yeah, I think it's time.
They hit the same wall that the Steelers did, where their offensive line had been such a great offensive line for a long time, and now it's not.
Now it's not. I mean, Martin still is, but he's not young. I mean, he's DeCastro's age, give or take. I think Smith's about at the end. They got a raw deal kind of along the Ryan Shazier lines with Fredericks as the center, you know, just you counted on him to be there for the long term, and it didn't work out that way. Moore has some what's this guy? His name's not Moore.
Kenyon Green.
Because he was on the same line as Dan Moore last year. That's why I said flipped there. Green has played some tackle. Most consider him to be the best pure guard and a great guard prospect. So, could he be in the mix at 20?
I could see him as a Steeler.
I could see him as a Steeler, at the right guard spot, you know.
At 25, the Bengals take Trent McDuffie, cornerback out of Washington.
I'm not going to dispute this because who's going to turn their nose up at a corner? Steeler fans are going to hate hearing this, especially after Bob's talking about how good Burrow is for years. They have, like, the fifth most cap space. If I were the Bengals, I would sign at least one offensive lineman and draft one, if not three total. You know what I mean? Like, It would be all about O-line for me if I were them.
And he says maybe this is an overreaction after watching Vernon Hargreaves try to cover the Raiders, but with Eli Apple as a pending free agent.
It's a need. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they'll address it soon.
And they've always collected cornerbacks. I mean,
usually guys with size, yeah. too. Yeah.
Miami at 26 with the pick from San Francisco takes Jermaine Johnson, edge rusher out of Florida State.
This guy's really interesting, and the more I found out about him was he got a little bit lost in the mix at Georgia because their front seven's insane.
yeah.
It goes to Florida
State. We've
already
just seen like four Georgia front seven guys
right,
picked
exactly.
before him.
Goes to Florida State, dominates this year, gets bigger, stronger, faster. He's going to be a first-round pick. I don't know how Miami doesn't go O-line, though.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. Yeah,
their
right.
line's really, really bad.
27, this is an interesting one here. He has the Bills taking Jamison Williams, the wide receiver out of Alabama.
I mean, I guess they would say he probably should go.
Probably is the first receiver taken if he doesn't have the torn ACL.
I think he's probably a top 10 pick, closer to 10 than 1, if he's clean. But you're the Bills, and you might not need really anything in particular. You could wait on that, and you get the 10th pick with the 25th pick or whatever. That makes some sense. I think corners should be in play for them, too.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of Tre'Davious White, you know, the corners are just okay.
At 28, the Lions take. It's a pick from the Los Angeles that they got for Stafford.
Yeah.
Chris Olave, wide
Olave.
Receiver.
Olave. Yeah, Ohio State kid.
Ohio State.
Really good prospect.
Yeah.
I mean, he's great route runner. He's been productive for years there. You mentioned Dane said something about five or six are in his top 25.
All of a sudden, they would have Amon-Ra St. Brown and Olave, and they would have
Swift
something.
Swift and Hawkinson. Yeah. Like, you got weapons all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
At 29, he has the Chiefs taking Daxton Hill, cornerback, free safety out of Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say they like those versatile, do-it-all, Mathau, Thornhill, you know, safeties that have corner backgrounds. That would make some sense to me.
At 30.
They may want to go get a weapon, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, or a running back. I don't know.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Another defensive lineman.
I'd say defensive line would
pair
be
with
bad
Chris
either.
Jones, yeah.
Right.
At 30, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take Logan Hall, defensive lineman out of Houston.
Okay. He's a big dude. Cam Jordan style.
Yeah.
You know, is he
see, that would make
guy?
Sense to me for the Chiefs.
That would make sense for me to the Chiefs. Right. I've heard some people think he's a second rounder, some think he's an edge
well,
first
we're 30
type rounder.
Now.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, we're out of the blue chip land.
Yeah.
We know that.
At 31, the Titans take John Dotson.
He's
wide
a Penn State
receiver. State, yeah.
The last one of the six, I'm sure that people are. It sounds like there's a line after the top six. Some think there's a line after the top five, just because Dotson's a smaller guy.
Yeah.
He's going to get all kinds of Hamler references, but he's a better player than
he's a
Hamler.
Better player
yeah.
than Hamler was.
He's also
yeah.
got better hands. He's a better football player than Hamler.
At 32.
That was Tennessee. They need a receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, you count on Julio
again. Can't count on Julio
again
this year.
Yeah.
And A.J. Brown, you know.
Yeah, right. You need more than that. You know, their tight ends aren't that dynamic either.
At 32, the Packers take DeMarvin Leal, defensive lineman out of Texas A&M.
He's an interesting one because before the season, he was on all the way too early mock drafts as a top 10 pick. He also has a little bit of that tweener to him. I think he's like 280.
6'4", 290 is what
290.
He's listed as.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but he does his best work outside, but he's not going to run a 4.4. You know, I mean, where do you do with him? So, interesting, though.
Yeah. He would look good in a Steeler uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be
interesting guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a Casey Hampton, but you can
he'd
move
be,
him all over
he
the
would
line.
Be one of your ends,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, without question.
In the second round, Jacksonville takes Kyir Elam. Cornerback out of Florida.
He's another one that's been all over the list. His brother was the Ravens' first-round pick a couple years ago from Florida. Supposedly a really good tester.
Yeah.
We'll buzz through second rounds quick.
Detroit took Roger McCreary, cornerback out of Auburn.
Okay. The Auburn – or the corner pecking order still needs to be determined, but there's going to be five or six of them that are top 40-type guys.
The Jets take Bernard Raymond, offensive lineman out of Central Michigan.
Okay.
The Giants take – Desmond Ridder, quarterback out of Cincinnati.
Wouldn't be a bad spot.
Yeah.
It looks like it's Daniel Jones. Good luck.
At 37, the Texans take the first running back off the board, Kenneth Walker, out of Michigan
State.
He's
a Michigan State kid.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be the first back taken
by
most accounts. Iowa State has a guy, too.
At 38.
There won't be a first-round running back this year.
No. At 38, the Jets, this is a pick from Carolina, take the first tight end off the board. That's Trey McBride out of Colorado State.
Okay. There's four or five that could go 25 to 50.
Yeah.
You know, which the Steelers will want. You know, get all those guys, get them moving.
At 39, the Bears take George Pickens, wide receiver out of Georgia.
Great when healthy.
Another guy that
he was an injury situation. Yeah. So
he got hurt last spring, though.
Bad, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know all the details. I think he played in the national title game, though. I think he's recently back to the field. Yeah. But medicals will be an issue.
Denver takes Myjai Sanders, the edge rusher out of Cincinnati.
Cincinnati kid. Okay. That makes some sense. And Von Miller's not there anymore.
Was that Myjai? I can't remember.
I'm not positive on that.
Seattle takes 41, Daniel Falele, offensive tackle out of Minnesota.
He's like 380 pounds.
Yeah, he's a true right tackle.
Yes.
Like
rare size.
Run behind that guy.
Yeah. But that's Seattle's first pick.
Yeah. 42, Washington takes Darian Kennard out of Kentucky. He's a guard tackle prospect.
He's another huge human being.
Yeah.
Most think he's more of a guard, not the lightest feet for tackle.
At 43, the Falcons take Malik Willis out of Liberty.
Hmm. Couldn't be any different than Matt Ryan, but but it's a whole new staff. I mean,
right.
That group didn't draft Matt Ryan, and that's a great spot. So I think that's a hot spot for quarterbacks in general, which probably means you'd have to probably trade to 32 to get them. You know,
yeah.
When it's all said and done. We're not doing trades in this mock, I'm sure, but
yeah.
Atlanta's second-round pick could definitely be a quarterback.
At 44, the Browns take Drake Jackson, the edge out of USC.
Okay. They took a receiver out of USC. I assume that means they don't think Clowney's going to be back. And okay.
Well, even if they do. I mean,
if they
sign, you know.
Right.
At 45.
I don't know, a second-round quarterback wouldn't make some sense for the Browns.
Well, that too,
right,
yeah.
Right.
45, the Ravens take Nicholas Petit-Ferrer.
He's the tackle.
The
from
offensive
Ohio
tackle
State.
Out of Ohio State that Hutchinson just abused.
Now, say the recent tape isn't great,
yeah.
But he took a big step forward this year in general. He could end up in the first round.
The Vikings at 46 take Kingsley Enagbare, edge rusher out of South Carolina.
Okay. I don't know a ton about him except for just seeing him on lists, but that would be two defensive linemen for the Ravens, the first two pick. I don't think that's the direction they'll go.
No, that's for the Vikings, actually.
Oh, I was thinking that was a Ravens.
I could see them taking him.
Yeah, they could definitely do that. Yeah.
The Colts at 47.
This could be a quarterback.
Take Carson Strong.
Would
out of Nevada.
Make an awful lot of sense.
Yeah. At 48, the Chargers take
the Colts don't have a first-round pick?
No, they gave it up to the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles have it. Right, right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yikes.
The Chargers at 48 take Fedarian Mathis, the defensive tackle out of Alabama.
They're missing a D tackle. They like to run these light boxes, but they don't have the D tackles to do it.
At 49, the Saints take Jalen Tolbert, wide receiver out of South Alabama.
I've heard good things. I think they took a quarterback and they took Corral, and it'd be nice for those two to grow up together. Their receivers are terrible. I mean, even if Michael Thomas comes back, they're still pretty bad.
And they can't count on that.
No.
At 50, the Dolphins take Damone Clark, linebacker out of LSU.
They can't go two picks without a lineman.
They have to take a lineman.
Yeah. Two front seven guys, I don't see it.
51, the Eagles' fourth pick in the top 51.
Yeah.
They take Chad Muma, linebacker out of Wyoming.
Okay, I just know the name. I think he's like a 6'4 type of guy.
Yeah.
They've ignored linebacker my whole life. So it might be about time to take a linebacker.
At 52, the Steelers take Zion Johnson, the guard out of Boston College.
Okay, maybe he's a 330-pound masher, plug him in at right guard. Would make some sense. You know, we mentioned the A&M kid as a possibility, you know, Green.
At 53, the Raiders take Christian Harris, linebacker out of Alabama.
Their linebackers aren't great. Harris is an athletic guy.
Yeah.
They had another one, T-E-O, stay in. They had a couple guys, as usual, that went back.
At 54, the Patriots take John Metchie, wide receiver out of Alabama.
He's first-round buzz, but got injured.
Yeah. He can run.
They need a receiver bad.
He's just not the biggest guy.
No, not the biggest guy. But, yeah, good route runner, too.
55, the Cardinals take Cameron Thomas, the edge rusher out of San Diego State.
Yeah. From what I've read, he could go noticeably higher than that.
Yeah. 56, the Cowboys take Jaquan Brisker, safety out of Penn State.
Mm, good all-around player. He would be very useful. I think he could go higher than that, too.
57, the 49ers take Louis Cine, safety out of Georgia.
Oh, Cine?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you say it.
I think it's Cine.
You might be right.
I've
read it. I've never heard it said. Okay.
At 58, the Bengals take Rashid Walker, offensive tackle out of Penn State.
There we go. Good. Yeah. Okay. I don't know much about Walker, which is surprising. Since he's
I think they need a guard more than a tackle, though.
Well, Reef's a free agent.
That's true.
I mean, so if he's back.
But they got money.
Whatever.
They could re-sign him.
They got money.
At 59, the Bills sign Sean Ryan, guard out of UCLA.
Okay.
Another.
Their O-line isn't fixed yet.
Yeah.
They're a little unhappy with that, I think.
The Broncos at 60 take Marcus Jones, cornerback out of Houston.
I can't see a corner after taking Surtain last year. And they
wouldn't
got
think.
A lot of
yeah. Yeah. At 61, the Chiefs take Arnold.
What's he do?
Ebbet Kitaye out of Penn State, the edge rusher.
Okay. That's probably not how you say it, folks.
Probably not.
I'm sure there's some Penn State fans.
I even watch Penn State games, and I can't a few of them. And I
can't correct you. Don't get me wrong.
I can't pronounce. Some of these I just can't pronounce. I just can't do it.
Yeah. You said Kansas City with that one?
That's Kansas City, yeah.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay at 62 takes Breece Hall, running back out of Iowa State.
That would make some sense. I mean, counting on Fournette's probably about
that. He's a free agent, too.
Yeah. I think he's a free agent, and right.
The 63, the Falcons take David Bell, wide receiver out of Purdue.
Highly productive guy. There's been some rumors lately that Ridley could be on the move.
Yeah.
Just because of, you know, his situation's very strange.
They need cap space.
Yeah, they need cap space.
It's 64, the last pick of the second round. The Green Bay Packers take Jeremy Ruckert, the tight end out of Ohio State.
Okay. It surprises me that only two tight ends went. And again, I'm not an expert on this yet, but it sounds like it's a pretty – there's no Pitts, of course. But there's a lot of guys that would probably have similar grades to Freiermuth. I'm not saying they'd be as good as Freiermuth, but they're probably second round type quality players.
Yeah.
Pretty good tight end draft from what I understand.
Yeah. So that is it. The Steelers come out of that mock draft with Zion Johnson in the second round and Sam Howell in the first.
Quarterback. Okay. I don't have a strong take on that one way or another. I definitely think quarterback at 20 is a possibility.
Yeah. Howell will be one of the guys who's at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Get a chance to take a look at him close up with the other guys.
This is going
to
sound terrible, but the comparison I've heard for him is Baker Mayfield.
Because they're the same size.
They're a thickly built, not tall.
6'1", yeah.
Yeah. They throw the ball well. They're tough. Doesn't mean that, you know, he's going to do progressive whatever commercials he does and not be good at football. He just he's just a similar style player to Mayfield, you know. Right.
Yeah, right. I agree. But again, that was Dane Brugler's mock draft on from The Athletic.
Dane's on it, yeah.
Dane does a good job there. That will change,
drastically. He'll be the first to tell you this.
Yeah.
Is, you know,
this is a way too early.
Number one,
This is better. This is more in tune, though, than the ones that come out right after the draft last year.
I've mentioned before, I know Todd McShay very well, and his least favorite project of the year is you just worked like crazy to do all this draft prep.
Yeah.
Now throw one out a day after that you know everyone's – that's going to be very wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone is just going to roast.
Everybody's going to laugh. Oh, look at that. Right. We're not taking that. And
All of us want to know the names. You
right.
Know? I mean, so I read it. Yeah, I click on it, and that's all it's about. You get clicks.
Yeah, get to get clicks. But hopefully we don't do this just to get clicks. We do this because, we like to do it, and it's fun. And, you know, we hope you like it as well. If you do – give us a like on whatever
we never
platform.
Ask for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, on whatever platform you're listening to us
comment.
On. Leave a comment.
Spread
like
the word.
Show.
Right, right.
That helps the show out. It gets our visibility up there a little bit.
We
appreciate that. But for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob Brecht here on site, keeping us on the air, we want to thank Bob Labriola for stopping by as well.
Yeah, it was great.
And we want to thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.